podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Razaban for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're actually standing on the beach here in Bournemouth ahead of Billam Smith Chamberlain on Saturday night. With me, head of Sky Sports, Adam Smith. Adam, how are we doing?
Very good. Lovely to have the sand under our feet. I was just talking to John Mishusen about whether we'd done anything like this before. I remember KSI and Logan Paul in LA was at Venice Beach, but I think on this side of the pond, I'm not sure. A novel idea. Not to come to Bournemouth, which is fantastic for Chris Billam Smith and something he's wanted for a very long time when he was obviously with Eddie and Matchroom, and you know, Eddie talked about it and we've talked about it, and I think it's great for, you know, for us to get around the country, and it's a summer seaside weekend. It's brilliant. But I think also the event that's been put on by Baz and the Boxer team has been wonderful. You know, have a press conference into some workouts, and you know, everyone feels they can come down to the weigh-in, and it's almost like a sort of 3-4 day holiday, and at the end of the day they see some fantastic fights. So really looking forward to it. Great main event, terrific card, nice way to go into the summer.
50-50 fight for you, like everybody else?
I think so. I think Chris 50-50, maybe Chris starts a slight favourite just because he's the man in form, he's the man who's fought at the slightly higher level. And also he's got the home fans with him. But I think Isaac is a bit of an unsung hero. I like Isaac Chamberlain a great deal. I've known him a long time. I remember talking to him a lot when he went out to spar Deontay Wilder and Alexander Usyk. And he got a lot of experience that way, despite a lack of amateur experience. He was at Miguel's gym. He had an attitude. He had a desire to really want to prove himself. And I think he was going great guns until the Okolie fight on Sky. And that was a big build-up. And I think he sort of froze a little bit. I think Lawrence hurt him early. And obviously Lawrence is such a difficult, you know, guy to fight. And rightfully and deservedly won the fight. But I think Isaac, you know, probably felt he let himself down and went back to the drawing board. And it's been a long drawing board for him. And I'm really pleased he's got the opportunity, not just Chris having the hometown, and he'll have the pressure on his shoulders with that. But Isaac has got nothing to lose here, and I think he deserves this chance. It's a strange one because it's not boxer fighters and sky fighters. It just was sort of put to me. And I said to Ben, I really love the fight, but I don't quite understand it. And do you know what? I don't care about understanding it. It's a great fight. Let's do it. The cruiserweights are waiting. Richard, obviously. Mikhail Lawal. You know, there's many coming through. Jordan Thompson over the other side, I love the look of. There's going to be some great cruiserweight dust-ups. And, you know, Lawrence, of course, is the world champion. Richard wants to be. Chris wants that opportunity as well. The Australians are in town too. Everyone wants to be here in Bournemouth this weekend. And there's some big world title fights ahead for the winner, I think.
Excited to see finally Ben Whittaker make his professional debut. A lot of noise and a lot of hype around him,
and quite right, there should be a lot of noise and a lot of hype. Not only is he a fabulous character and he's got the charisma and the personality that sort of oozes you to watch him and listen to him, but he's a brilliant technical fighter. He's a wonderful, wonderful boxer. I think on Team GB you had a bit of everything. There was so much success there, but no one more flashy than Ben. No one with more belief than Ben. And he's teamed up with Sugar Hill. He's got himself in with a great management company in 258 under the AJ sort of tutelage. I like it. I like the gold, Kronk. I like the ideas. He wants to sort of do his own thing, make his own ring walks, make his own noise. And he believes he's going to go down as an all-time great already. Marmite, of course, like Nassim Hamed was, like Chris Eubank was, like Floyd Mayweather in many ways, like James DeGale, many others have sort of tried that. And I think people are going to love or hate him. I cannot wait to see Ben start the journey, but I'm more interested in see where he'll be in a couple of years' time, because I think he's going to be one of the biggest names in sport, not just boxing.
Away from Saturday night, obviously you've announced some other shows. Florian Marku finally gets his homecoming, Albania. Liam Smith, September 3rd, obviously Clarissa Shields, and Marsha Goh on September 10th. So a strong start to end of August, early September.
I think it's been a strong year, Raz. You know, to be honest, the whole 12 months from the blank canvas, the drawing board, I think Top Rank deserve enormous credit, because when Ben and I were in those embryonic stages of working together and deciding sort of where we wanted to go, which fighters we were keen on signing, I think that Top Rank really helped us and still do by delivering world-class content. The likes of, you know, Lomachenko and Shakur Stevenson and Devin Haney and fantastic. And they're bringing us Michaela Mayer as well on that wonderful, wonderful night on September 10th, which is going to elevate women's sport and women's boxing to another level. Cannot wait for that. You know, as you said, Marshall and Shields and Michaela Mayer and Baumgarten, and we'll have Lauren and Karis and others on there. It will be absolutely brilliant. It will be, and we'll put the whole business behind it because it's so important. I mean, look what's happening with the Lionesses at the moment and women's sport going from strength to strength, and I cannot wait for September the 10th. But I think, you know, if you look at what Top Rank's delivered and look what boxers delivered, of course, the box office event that was, you know, Kell Brook and Amir Khan, but also the Sky Sports nights we've had with Richard React. Wow, that is a huge bee, or wasp. Are you scared of them? Because I'm pretty scared of them.
Anything that bites.
Anything that bites or stings. No, I think, look, we've had some great fight nights already, you know, with Wasserman alongside, and that deal we got Eubank and Williams. We've had, obviously, the Taylor Catchrell night for Sky Sports. Some big nights, really exciting nights. And, you know, a starry night in Manchester for Khan and Brook, and our starry night in Saudi for AJ and Usyk. So, yeah, we're really, really pleased with the 12 months and the start of these relationships. I think Boxer have done fantastically well. And as I said, these events that they're putting on, it looks great. It's young. It's cool. Fantastic to see Sav Dan up there doing his bit at the presser. Wonderful.
Adam, why were you able to bring Billam Smith to Bournemouth in his hometown, but Eddie couldn't?
No, I think Eddie always wanted to do it. I mean, we talked for a couple of years actually about doing a Bournemouth show. Steve Bendel's been nagging me, and many others as well. You know, it's Joe Pigford, obviously, from Southampton. They wanted to be down here, and I think it was only a matter of time before we came down to the South Coast. I didn't think it would happen, but I was presented with it. Ben suddenly called me up and said, we've got an opportunity. Obviously, Isaac's with Mick Hennessy, and I think Chris has, whatever the contractual situation with Matchroom, there was an opportunity to do it. You know, I just get involved with Ben and the boxer side, and he presented it to me, and I was quite surprised. As I said to you earlier, I think I thought, wow, you know, that's, I don't really get it, but let's have it, because it's a great fight, and I think everyone will be happy to be putting this fight on. It's a really good, it's not just a trade fight, it's a European title on the line. It's a big fight, and it's a big fight in a really good division, the cruiserweights, with a great card, the sun's shining, we're at the seaside, happy days.
No, absolutely, I totally agree.
That's it. Come and see it. Or watch it.
Adam announced about 48 hours ago, finally we've got an announcement that Sky Sports will be holding the rights for Joshua's rematch.
Did you want an announcement earlier?
I think everyone was wondering where this announcement was. There was being a, 3 weeks out.
There was a few messages I had to just gently sort of leave for a while. Look, these things take time. Contracts and far smarter people than me and the... in the echelons of Sky Business who have to put this these sort of things together. Look, we lost AJ, who went to DAZN, signed that huge ambassador deal. It wounded us, and I think you know, I said straight away, I don't begrudge AJ, he's a fighter, he does what's right for him, and he did everything right. He wrote to us, he called me, spoke to us, and it was sad because we've had so many great memories with him. But what we have also done is we've shown every single one of his professional fights. And when we found there was an opportunity to maybe have the chance to show this one, which, in my opinion, is the biggest night of his career, can he become a three-time heavyweight champion? Can he overcome Oleksandr Usyk? There's huge pressure on his shoulders. Can he do it differently? Or will Oleksandr Usyk, you know, now mark himself as, you know, the heavyweight alongside Tyson Fury? Then that becomes the big fight, the big battle. There's so many questions to be answered. It's a compelling rematch. It's the biggest fight of the year. And when we had the opportunity to at least go for it, we did. And I got the backing. We got the backing as a team of Sky, of the business. Ben did a great job, Ben Shalom. He helped us. Rob Selms, our head of rights. I don't normally speak about Rob, but I am in some of the interviews today because he's an unsung hero at Sky. He's a phenomenal guy. He heads up our rights team, and he's a big boxing fan as well, and he does brilliant work behind the scenes. I'm out here talking to you guys, but he works the magic behind the scenes, and it took a bit of time to get the contracts finalised. He was on holiday as well, trying to do it, and finally, when we got everything together, we could announce, and it's a brilliant announcement, and it's a fight that I think deserves to be on Sky Sports box office, and we're going to put everything we can into making it an incredible build-up. It's a short build-up, 3.5 weeks, but the team are ready, the business is ready, and we're going to make a lot of noise, and it's going to be a fight tonight to remember on August the 20th.
Eddie did an interview with the IFL yesterday where he said that it didn't make sense for DAZN.
He can't wait to work with us again, can he?
Are you going to interview him?
Of course I'm going. We're going to be together for the week. I'm sure Ben will come along as well. I'm hearing Ben Whittaker may well be on the card, which will be brilliant if he is. And I'm sure there'll be boxer representatives, whether it be Ben or Baz or Sav Dan. I'm sure they'll be there. And we'll all be one happy family for the week. It's a bit like the boxing writers' dinner, where everybody sort of puts the pens or the knives down until the next day. Listen. It's a small business. Everybody knows everybody. We know what, you know, Eddie and DAZN have their business, a Matchroom, and they're doing a great job. They're old friends of mine. You can't work 10 years together like we did and not be. I work with Ben, I work with Todd, I work with this side now. But of course, Eddie's promoting it. We'll be working with him. We can't wait. Be friends reunited, and we'll all be working towards the cause, which is to give this fight the publicity that it deserves. AJ Usyk 2, Usyk AJ 2, however you want to bill it. If from a British point of view, be looking for an AJ, you know, what happens on that side. But from our point of view in the boxing world, Oleksandr Usyk has been a wonderful, wonderful fighter to have on Sky Sports. From the cruiserweight days to the heavyweight days, he's absolutely brilliant. We love his team. I can't wait. I was so excited to be at the presser because it was just seeing all the old friends. It was great, and it's a small business, and it'll be great to work together.
He did say, though, it didn't make sense for DAZN, it doesn't make sense for Sky, but they are doing it for different reasons. What are those different reasons?
Look, I mean, Eddie's got his own business to deal with at Matchroom and DAZN. For us, very, very important to provide the Sky customers with the biggest boxing we possibly can. And when there was an opportunity to show the fight of 2022, and we had the chance of going for it, we went for it. And we've got it. And now we've got the opportunity to have another starry box office night. We had it in February with Carnbrook. We've got a bigger night here with AJ and Usyk 2. I can't wait for it. You look at all the big fights we've had on Sky Sports as well. We're trying to give, you know, a whole, and we're Top Rank, we're trying to give a whole, you know, calendar year of really good entertainment in the boxing world, as well as obviously all the other sports. Very important for us to have landed this fight. And very important because AJ's been with us since the beginning. He was shown every single one of his fights. We've shown Oleksandr's last four or five. And it's great that we can do it again. Nobody puts on a night like Sky Sports Box Office and everything in the arsenal and the business that get behind us. It will be everywhere. Sky Sports News, Sky Showcase, Entertainment, Sky News, everywhere. And I hope everyone tunes in.
Price point, slight increase to previous Anthony Joshua fight on pay-per-view.
Yep.
$26.95.
Yep.
Thinking behind that?
Look, it's a business, and there's a lot of people that will have talked about that and made a decision. And again, it's about our customers. We have to make sure that you know, there's always value for money, and I think that's across the Sky Sports and Sky portfolio, full stop. Obviously, you know, when there's a huge fight, and in many ways this is a much bigger fight than it was last year, you look at everything's costing that little bit more as well. I don't know what it will cost to go to the Euros final, for example, on Sunday, or whether it will cost to, you know, to go to Lourdes for an event, you know, around about that time in August, or one of the golf events or something. I don't know. I'm sure it will be more expensive. We know in London to get a round of drinks is very expensive these days. Of course it is, and you know, no one wants to put anything up. And I think that's why we've gone, you know, for. I don't know. I think it's a decision that's been made, and I think we just got to go with it. If people want to, I always say, if people want to watch it, they'll watch it. It's a customer's choice. We think we've given great value throughout the year on Sky Sports with boxing, but this is a very expensive night of boxing. You know, the fighters get paid huge money in the heavyweight division. It's not cheap to make, and it's a business, and I guess the price point will reflect that and the strength of the card and the strength of the main event, which, as I said, I think is bigger and better than last time because there's more on the line. in so many ways. And also, I think it was really important to get Oleksandr Usyk's next fight. You know, with what's been happening in the Ukraine, you know, hearts have gone out to everybody. You know, the Klitschkos, our friends, Vitaly and Vladimir, you know, Vasily, who's been fighting on the front line. Oleksandr was asked to go back into the boxing arena, you know, to push the good of Ukraine, and that's brilliant. So I'm really pleased for so many ways that we're doing this fight on Sky Sports box office. And yeah, the price has been decided, and that's what's been decreed. And I hope that people tune in and watch what's a great night. And and obviously it's never great news when people have to pay that little bit more. Of course not, but I don't know, it's in America over the years we've seen, you know, prices being $80, $90, $100 all the way through, you know, their pay-per-views for many, many years, for two or three decades. I'm not saying that it's not nice. Of course it's not nice for people to pay more, but look, it's a decision that's been made. It's a business decision, and I think we're going to get, you know, it's hours of content. It's a box office night. I promise you, we'll put absolutely everything into it as a team. I think you know that. For the build-up, for the night itself, and let's hope everybody tunes in, because I think they should, for AJ and Usyk. It's a cracking night.
Away from that, a fight that's to be announced yet, but in your wildest dreams, did you ever think that one day Chris Eubank Sr. and Nigel Benn's son, Connor, would ever fight in a ring?
I thought that we'd always, at one point or other, get Chris Eubank Jr. and Connor Benn into a ring. I just didn't think it would happen now, and I'm still not sure it's the right time for it. I think it's a time that Conor Benn is developing as a fighter. I like him in his own division. It's a very competitive division, but I'd like to see him sort of go on and win a world title, maybe a world tour, even up one. You know, Chris would start a huge favorite at the moment, not just the size but the experience he's got too. And look, AJ made a decision to go to DAZN for a huge amount of money, and no one begrudges him that. No one begrudges fighters anything for what they do. They get in the ring. They're the ones that put their lives and their careers on their lines for their friends and family, and they should get everything they can. If Conor Benn and Chris Eubank Jr. are getting a huge amount of money for this, who am I to say that this fight shouldn't happen now? I want it to happen on Sky, of course. I don't know whether it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, who it's going to happen with. But in my eyes, I see it as a fight that should happen in 18 months. When it's stewed a bit more, when it's built a bit more. I like it then, and I think they earn more money then. But will I watch it if it happened tomorrow? Of course I'll watch it. It's a fantasy fight that's become reality. Just don't think it's quite right now.
One of the reasons that Eddie left Sky to go to DAZN was...
Did he leave us?
He did, yeah, a little while ago, I think.
Did he?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think he left us. I think he just sort of, you know...
Is it a phase?
No.
When a boyfriend and girlfriend depart, but they make up a couple of years later.
Back. I was working on the darts 5 minutes later with Matt Porter and everybody. Very strange. In fact, we were working on AJ and Usyk 1 together about 8 weeks later. So, look, when he left us, he did leave. He chose to leave to join DAZN. Yes, you're right.
One of the reasons was that, so he wasn't able to make some of the fights unless it was on pay-per-view. He has confirmed yesterday to us in an interview that if it was to be made, Benn Eubank Jr., it will be pay-per-view. Now, we know Eddie's gone on record in the past to say pay-per-view's dead. Then he's come out and said pay-per-view for the mega stars, but now it's Conor Benn and Chris Eubank Jr. With all due respect, have still got to achieve glory and titles in the sport of boxing.
Again, that's Eddie's business. If he puts that on his own pay-per-view, that's up to Joe Markovsky and the team over there. And if they feel that that's absolutely the right way to go, then that's what they'll do. Boxing's expensive. And sometimes the fighters getting these sort of huge purses, which, as I said, no one begrudges. We all want them to get as much money as possible. Often there's, you know, this is a business. DAZN are a business. Matchroom are a business. We're a business. Got to make sure that it's there's some viability in it, that actually it makes commercial sense too for sort of a lot of parties. So, no, it wouldn't surprise me at all. I think that is a big fight. It's a fight that's got that novelty, that sort of fantasy. People always say, you know, who would have won out of AVB, Tyson against Tyson Fury and all that. But this is a legitimate chance to see sort of two sons of legends and two fighters who've done very well meet in a ring. I mean, the weights are different, the experience is different. but everyone's going to sort of watch it, aren't they? So I think it is a big fight. But I think it would be a bigger fight in time as it's built. And obviously I'd love to have it on Sky.
Adam Smith, IFL TV, thank you very much.
No problem. Sports Social Podcast Network.